I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, how long before the men's wheelchair division of the Boston Marathon is renamed the Ernst Van Dyke? But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Wednesday, Barry Bonds was found guilty of one charge of obstruction of justice, and Judge Susan Ilston declared a mistrial on three counts of perjury. You think the sole conviction will be thrown out at next month's hearing?
I have absolutely no idea, but I can't tell you how proud I am about all the people who have been pursuing the greatest scandal there absolutely ever was, that they managed to land a one count of obstruction of justice. I'll tell you the honest truth, it doesn't look like it makes a lot of sense, because he was found guilty of obstructing justice by perjury. I have a feeling the judge may well throw up her hands and just throw this whole mess back for another round, which, of course, another $50 million here or there. Why shouldn't we chase down baseball players?
Last year's American League MVP, Josh Hamilton of the Texas Rangers, is out for at least 6 weeks with a broken arm. Hamilton initially blamed his third base coach for the injury. Any logic there?
That was strange, because you know what? You almost never see that, and he did it almost instantly. Of course, he injured himself by sliding head first, which every old baseball guy will tell you is the easiest way to get hurt. So if on further reflection he's owning his own part in this debacle, that's a good thing.
For the record, the third base coach didn't tell him to slide head first.
No.
He just said, why don't you run now?
If you ask, you know, a missionary in the wilds of Malaysia how baseball players slide, he will slide with his feet first.
Mm-hmm. The NHL playoffs are underway, and I would submit that the Buffalo Sabres Game 1 win over the Philadelphia Flyers on Thursday is an upset in the offing. What do you think?
Could be, because Ryan Miller, the goalie in Buffalo, is still probably the best goalie in the world, and the Flyers shot 35 shots at him and played very well and lost 1-0 anyway.
The NBA playoffs begin today. Nobody is supposed to derail the Bulls, the Celtics, the Spurs, or the Lakers in the early going, but which first-round series, if any, seems especially intriguing to you?
Well, I think the Celtics and the Knicks, simply because of the historical aspect and the fact that the Knicks are playing very well right now and the Celtics are not, and the Celtics haven't quite recovered from the trade of Kendrick Perkins. I think that could be a very intriguing series. And if it gets to a seventh game, the ABC pregame video might take 4.5 hours.
Tough week for the Lakers, Charlie. On Wednesday, NBA Commissioner David Stern announced that Kobe Bryant would be fined $100,000 for shouting a gay slur at an official. On Thursday, head coach Phil Jackson was tagged for $75,000 for publicly discussing the collective bargaining agreement. So, time for Jerry Buss to issue a gag order?
Yes, time for Jerry Buss to step in with the cool reason management techniques that have been his trademark ever since buying the Lakers. And, of course, it's important to remember that Phil Jackson was fined for admitting that there is going to be a lockout, which is, of course, always a management strategy, but shh, we're not supposed to talk
right
about it.
I thought you were going to say, time for Jerry Buss to step in and say, me some too. It's the only one who hasn't been fined. This week, a couple of former players and a former coach lately associated with a basketball program at the University of San Diego were charged with running a sports betting business as well as fixing games. Does this strike you as an isolated incident?
It doesn't. It doesn't. One of these things pops up every 4 or 5 years. We were overdue for one of these. I suspect it's not as isolated as the people running college sports would like you to believe it is. But oddly, I mean, they do pop up in odd places. I mean, they popped up at the University of Toledo. Now at the University of San Diego and at Tulane and even Boston College, you know, in the Henry Hill point-shaving case. Boston College wasn't a major basketball power then. My inclination is to believe that if it's going on at places like the University of San Diego, it's going on at higher-profile places.
The big story out of Augusta, Georgia on Sunday was the charge that Charles Schwartzel staged over the last four holes of the Masters. He birdied them all. Mr. Schwartzel won that tournament. Some say the best Masters finish ever. What do you think?
One of the best I ever saw. I mean, there was everything. There was thrill of victory, agony of defeat, Rory McIlroy hitting shots with camera views I can literally say I have never seen at Augusta in the 40 years I've been watching this tournament. There are places on that course I didn't know were there, and the only reason I know now is because that's where he hit his ball.
The NFL met on Thursday and Friday with representatives of the group formerly known as the Players Association. What do you figure went on in what we'll call the double-secret judge-mandated silence mediation?
Oh, I think they probably sat at a table and stared at each other for 20 minutes and then ate donuts. I don't know. I think that the judge has the right idea, which is to basically get in a room and get this done if you can get it done. I just don't think they can get it done.
According to one resident of Barcelona, four times over the next 3 weeks, quote, everything else will be forgotten and life will come to a standstill in Madrid and Barcelona. Everything other than what?
Well, first of all, I don't think everything's going to come to a standstill at Barcelona because it's a perpetual motion party place. But Real Madrid and Barcelona will be playing four times. This is what I love about soccer. Four times in different competitions.
Absolutely.
It's very cool. There's apparently the league they're in. There's the Spanish Cup. Mm-hmm. And there's also, they're in the middle of the UEFA Championship League.
Yeah, they're far past the middle. The winner of them goes on to play for the championship.
And there we are. So four times they will play. So conceivably, I guess, they each could win one thing, right?
Yes.
I mean, the math would work out that way. You know, I figure out, now I understand why people cover games. There's not much going on the field, so you have all this time in the press box to figure out who's leading what league.
I knew it. I knew you'd find a way to jab at soccer.
I mean, it's really hard. We have people in this country, namely people like me, who can't figure out the NHL playoffs. These people have to figure out three competitions at the same time.
Charlie, the organizers of the Utrecht Marathon in the Netherlands have become upset that every year a Kenyan wins their race. How do you like the way they're attempting to address that circumstance?
They're offering the Kenyan runners 100 times less prize money than what a Dutch national who would cross the line first would win. Apparently, they're doing that because just banning the Kenyans would be against the law. Hmm. So, like, cheesy, xenophobic price rigging is okay, but banning them is against the law.
Yeah. I think
I hope the Kenyans win by 3 miles.
We've spoken before about creative promotion staged by minor league baseball teams, but you've got to take your hat off to one in Lowell, Massachusetts that will involve not only dogs, but goats and monkeys as well, don't you think?
I love the headline here. Dog riding monkeys herding goats is a cool minor league promotion. Any headline where you can get the phrase dog riding monkeys herding goats
is cool.
Is a cool thing.
I love it.
Apparently, it's exactly what it says. Yeah. Monkeys are riding dogs and herding goats.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
they can't ride goats and herd dogs, I have no idea.
That's next.
That's a next group, another group of monkeys. I have no idea.
And finally, Charlie, 10-time Olympic medalist Carl Lewis wants to be a New Jersey state senator. I don't know if he'll run an effective campaign, but I would guess he's certain to run a fast one.
You know what would be really cool? If Ben Johnson moved to New Jersey, established residency, became an American citizen, took all kinds of illegal campaign contributions, and beat him by 500 votes. That would be cool.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America. He joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, by the way, Real Madrid is third in the American League East now, too.
And the Rockets! Red flag! Uh-oh. The bombs bursting in it! Came through the night that a black was still. Yeah.